Oh, you're recording already? Okay, chill, I just got here. So this is for your project, right? Collecting people's advice on happiness? You can decide afterwards if what I have to say is useful to you or not. So I'm just gonna start. I have a friend. Her name is Priya and she lives in India. When we befriended each other about 3 or 4 years ago? I think 4. After a while, she told me that she was pregnant. But she didn't seem happy about it. I asked her if the child maybe wasn't wanted, and that's when I got the first glimpse of what her life really looked like. I'm not gonna go into detail, but yeah, the pregnancy was unwanted, and so were the visits from her husband. That didn't stop her from being a loving mother, though. She's a very loving person in general, and deserves so much better than this. I wish she had divorced her useless husband at that point, because a few years later, it was already too late. She would show the first symptoms of a disease called rheumatoid arthritis. And as if arthritis on its own isn't bad enough, even if she did try to divorce him now, all it would take for him to receive full custody over her baby is mentioning her condition to the judges. So while her disease is becoming worse, she doesn't even have the option to go someplace better and heal at least the mental wounds. She would have to leave her daughter behind, and that's just not an option for her. If I could go there, take the next flight and be there for her in person, I would. But India is so far away. And I'm broke. College student, you know. It sucks so much knowing she's having the hardest time. There's nothing I can do to help her. So why am I telling you this? I'm telling you her story because even for a person as sad as my friend, there's something that can make life a bit more bearable. One day, I saw a teeny tiny picture book by miniature artist Evan Lorenzen with the title Life's Little Pleasures. It was no bigger than the nail of his thumb, but I immediately thought, I want one of these for Priya. I didn't buy one because, like I said, I'm broke. But I decided to craft one myself. Not nearly as tidy as Evan Lorenzen's, but still small enough so that you can fit it in any pocket and carry it around with you as a reminder. Because we're usually so busy, too busy to stop for a minute to really savor the small things. I started collecting ideas for the pages, and since I'm not very talented at drawing, I looked for references. Every page is about something Priya enjoys, along with hidden jokes like moon bunnies. I looked up what trees grow in her area for the rustle of wind and leaves page. And what flowers stand for joy, hope, and friendship. I wanted this book to be absolutely perfect for her. And since letters from Europe take forever to reach India, I asked a friend who also lives there to turn my digital drawings into an actual book and send it off. The reaction we got from Priya was more than we could ever imagine. Like, she was beyond happy. She said, "This is the best thing you can give to a depressed person like me." That tiny book had the power to make her feel loved and appreciated. Now that you know that, here's my advice. Take a minute and think of maybe 5 little things that bring joy to your day. You don't even have to draw them. Just note them down for yourself, or even for a friend who's having a hard time. and find a fun way to implement these reminders, and if it's just a doodle on a paper towel. So yeah, I hope you found this useful. Good luck with your project. Anyways, I'm out of here. Bye, have a nice day.